Surah Al-Qalam, Surah 68 of the Holy Quran. Did you know that the order in which we recite the Quran, the order in which it's been compiled, is not the order in which Allah revealed it? Surah Qalam was said to be the second surah to be revealed. Iqra, the first word to be revealed, means read, and Qalam, from which the surah takes its title, means pen. Reading and writing, straight away emphasizing to us the importance of learning and education in Islam, regardless of whether you're a girl or a boy. The qalam, the pen, is a tool that can be used for much good to help us learn and become our best. Ayah 4 is a famous verse where Allah praises the akhlaq, the character of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He calls it Azim, tremendous. One of the names of Allah is Al-Azim, the one who is so great, so tremendous that it inspires awe and amazement within you. And it is this word that Allah used to describe the akhlaq of the Prophet. Whatever happened to him, however people behaved with him, the Holy Prophet always responded with kindness. He always responded with the best of akhlaq in the best of ways. You remember that story of the old lady who would throw rubbish onto Rasulullah every time he walked past her house? Did he ever lose his temper? Was he ever angry at her? No. In fact, on the day that she wasn't there, he asked about her. And when he was told that she was sick, Rasulullah even went and visited her. Doesn't that just inspire awe and amazement within you? The akhlaq of the Holy Prophet was azim, tremendous. And it's his akhlaq and his footsteps that we want to follow in. Ayah 16 to 33 tell us about the Ashabul Jannah, the people of the garden, and it is the first story to be revealed in the Quran. There was an old man who was very generous. He owned a large farm with lots of fruits, and every year on the day of harvest, he'd share it with everyone around him. However, after he died, his sons were not so generous. In fact, they were really stingy. They made a plan that the night before harvest, they would wake up early, get to the garden, gather all of the fruit and keep it for themselves, not sharing it with anyone else. However, Allah had a plan. That night, he sent down thunder and lightning that struck the trees. There was a fire on the garden and the entire place was destroyed. In the morning when the brothers reached the gardens, they saw what had happened. They'd lost everything. And they realized their mistake. They realized that every blessing is from Allah. He is the one that gives and Allah is the one that can take away. And it is only when we are grateful for our blessings by sharing what we have that we can find benefit in them. Allah even gives us more when we do so. Let's go through the Quranic vocabulary. Qalam, pen, a tool that we can use to do much good. Azim, the akhlaq of the Prophet was so tremendous. Allah sent him to us to help perfect our akhlaq. And it is in his example and in his footsteps that we want to follow. Ashabul Jannah, the people of the garden in whose story we learn about the importance of being generous and sharing our blessings. Sadaqallahul Aliyyul Azim.